Hello, everyone. I'm Anaya.
And I'm Michaela, and this is season 4 of Girl Truth, where we give you the inside scoop on the teenage black girl experience.
So today, we are lucky to be joined again by our guest host, Marmia, an Everlore House alum. Today, we're going to be talking about relationships, sexuality, and debunking common myths we've learned throughout the years. Hi, Marmia. Welcome back.
Marmia. Hello.
Okay, so to get into today's episode, I'm going to ask, what age do you think is appropriate for teen girls to have their first romantic relationship?
Okay, I can go first. I feel like it depends on however the parent feels about their child. But a serious relationship, I feel like it should be like a 16, 17, or 18-year-old type of thing where you transition it into your adult life, well, your young adult years. But as far as dating younger than that, like sophomore, like that's, middle school,
yeah,
that's just too emotionally too soon, I feel like.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think 12, 13, you barely know who you are. So just trying to find out what someone else is or how they're feeling at five times a day, like it's just too much, honestly. Like I know that it can put a lot of emotion to you and like just drain you out mentally. And you're already drained out by school and all this different stuff. So it's like adding another task to the list. No, not saying that you should call your relationships a task, but it is.
A
it's
task.
A job, honestly.
It's,
a task.
It's work.
Yeah.
It's work, exactly. How do you feel, Marmia?
Well, what age is appropriate?
Definitely not 15.
Yeah.
Because when I was 15, I literally faked amnesia to get out of like my first relationship. And that just came to my mom later, and I'm just like, I'm not ready for a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, this is, even I realized that this is not.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Pressure.
It's a lot. It can be a bit much. I think 16, 17, like Kay said, is definitely appropriate when you're more like finding out who you are and you're just like experimenting. I think that's like the perfect age. You're about to leave, get out the house. You know what I mean? It's perfect age.
Yes, I agree. So I have a question. So what do you think is expected of black girls in relationship? Like what's expected?
I think the standard. Honestly, I think what's expected of a relationship from black girls is definitely being like hardcore with your emotions, not wanting to open up. I know a lot of guys in my school don't date black girls because they feel like it's hard to be with and like they're not easy. And I think that's a compliment. Like you're trying to say I'm not easy, like thank you?
Yeah.
Question mark. I think that it's perfect. I don't give up myself easily, and I feel like that's kind of a respect thing for myself. I feel like if you're not gonna do the work then to be with me, then obviously it's not matched. But I think it's what's expected is just to be having a hard face and just not be emotional. And I can say that I probably was in the beginning, but I definitely am more emotional now and like in tune with that. So how about you, Marmia?
Well, I know if like for me, like I love the concept of being ride or die. Do not get me wrong. But I hate the concept of being ride or die.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, for me, you need to be worthy of me being ride or die. Like, I always like to say, I want people who I would give up everything for, but who would never ask me to. And it seems like too often being ride or die is seen as like, oh, to be ride or die, you got to be okay with me cheating. You got to be okay with me cleaning your clock a few times a week.
Right.
You got to be okay with me isolating you from your friends. You got to be okay with all of my bad behavior because you love me and you're ride or die.
Yeah.
And that's something that, like, especially in the black community, I feel like it gets glorified.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I think in the 50s and 60s, like, all women kind of had that thing where they felt like they had to be stuck by their partner and, like, ride or die, even when they cheat on them. Like, I was saying, like, I don't understand how people are still with, like, their guys that were in jail for, like, 3 years and just sticking by them. But, yeah, I think this honestly refers back to the 50s and 60s with, like, all women.
Yeah.
Well, back then it was a different, like, it was a different situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a lot harder for women to get jobs and to make enough money to adequately support themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it became a matter of where, like, a woman who stays today and a woman who stayed in 1950, they have very different expected outcomes if they leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But even still, there are still women today that get stuck in these toxic relationships because they don't have the financial ability to leave, or because they buy into these ideologies like being ride or die.
Yeah. I agree, definitely. Now that I see your point, I can see how it's like they had certain things that they had to be connected to the partner, they had to stay. Like nowadays, honestly, connecting this to like social media today, Jada Weta and Lil Baby, you can see us referred to a lot on like our episodes about these like social media stars so that we can put it into like plain terms. I think like Lil Baby and Jada Weta, without Lil Baby, Jada Weta isn't gonna have a platform. It doesn't have her businesses, Weta Apparel or something like that. Mm-hmm. She's not gonna have any of this. Same with Ari. So they kind of have to use their boyfriends or baby daddies in a sense for their platform, so they're kind of stuck with them. I'm not saying that he abuses her or anything, mm-hmm. but it's like now they have a kid, so he's definitely stuck with her. So it's like she's building off her platform off of this. So,
yeah, and this is how their platform got bigger, because they both started as somebody, but you know, when you date rappers, you upgrade.
Same thing, I feel like, with the whole Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce thing. They both have their own fan base and stuff, but when they come together, they're both benefiting.
Yeah.
So it's like,
well, it's not even just Travis and Taylor that are benefiting from it. It's also the NFL too.
Mm-hmm.
Like
you have
it where all these people are benefiting from Taylor and Travis's relationship, and you gotta think that's gotta be a lot of pressure too.
Yeah, definitely. Like if they argue, they're probably like, "Yo, we gotta work this out because we're both making money off of this." Like,
honestly, yeah, and people are dependent on them.
Honestly, I don't want to see them. Yeah. Every time I see them, I scroll because it's I don't world. Care.
Yeah,
like, it's, I don't care.
Especially
it's so, like,
with
annoying.
The Super Bowl. Why is like, Taylor's like popping up every 5 seconds? I really don't
exactly.
care. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to get that payment. We're going to get
because
that check.
Because they know her fans are there to possibly see her. So they're going to show her as many times as they can. Mm-hmm. Because she has probably a billion fans, which is going to watch the NFL, which helps them increase numbers. Which, like you said, is not just them. It helps everybody. I don't want to see it. I'm tired of it. If we're watching a football game, I didn't come to her concert.
Right. I came for
I don't care. Like,
y'all should have just had her as the halftime show. Because
like, honestly,
the amount of times
like,
we
honestly.
Show her, like,
I don't even know.
Like, if she was a halftime show, at least there would be, like, an excuse for them showing her. So
right?
That, like, how they kept saying, Usher is about to come, Usher is about to come, Usher is about to come. The game just started, but Usher is about to come. Like, that, sir, I know it's going to be 30 more minutes.
Yeah, like,
please stop teasing me, because I need to go to the bathroom, and you've been saying that Usher's going to come for the past 5 commercial
yeah,
breaks.
But yeah, but not Taylor. This is ridiculous.
It's actually kind of getting wore out.
It's corny. It's, like, the camera goes straight to them at the end of the games. Like,
he get
everybody
a touchdown.
Got girlfriends. Like,
right?
Stop.
Where the
nobody
other girlfriends
care.
At?
Like, I just don't care about them type of.
Like, I barely care about the football. Y'all talking yeah, about.
Seriously, like.
I came here for Usher.
Honestly.
Yeah, me too. That was a good performance.
It was really good. Everybody was hating on Usher's performance because he didn't play certain songs, but
I was
loved
mad about
it.
He didn't play Climax. That was his song.
How does that go?
Going nowhere fast, we reach.
You ain't never heard it.
Wait, I don't remember. Maybe I'm not singing it right.
No. It'd be like, doo, doo,
oh, yeah.
Doo, doo. He was supposed to
I
come
know
out today, but yeah, it's okay. So,
I still love the. Yeah. I'm going to age myself so bad right now, but I still love the one with Alicia Keys. Like, when I tell you that brought me back to being like 6 mm-hmm. years old watching MTV.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, my boo.
Yeah, it's like, that's a lot of people had their opinion on that about her voice and stuff. I know this is probably a little off topic, but a lot of people had their opinion about that. And I just feel like you see how you see it from your point of view. Like, it took you back to a nostalgic feeling. We older, we didn't get that. We was young as ever. Our moms was listening to that.
Yeah.
But I liked it. Like, everybody got their own opinion, but
I loved
a
it.
Younger mind, like a younger group of people was saying something about
and
that.
And the black representation, nobody takes into that. He had
exactly.
Muda, he had
like,
her. Like, on. Her. Like, what is her and Usher got?
Yeah, like why? I was
she
so confused,
so
but
bad.
I was so ready for it.
I was like, I know that's not her, but them bundles.
She ate that, yeah.
She ate it.
Came out with the,
I was like, with the guitar? You know, she's so talented. I love that he had her. He had the young, he had the old, he had the middle. He had everybody there, and
yeah,
I love that.
Because he's you know, Usher.
Right, that's Usher. Yeah, when he pulled out though. The roller skates, I was crying.
I did not expect the roller skates, but I was like, those roller skates came out, and I was like, okay.
Did he slide through somebody's legs?
Yes.
He's so extra.
He said, look, if y'all think I done gone off.
Yeah, just wait.
Just wait.
He
like,
did good, though.
He
I'm
did.
Proud of him. That was good. So, yeah, to get back on topic, that was crazy.
Right.
So,
So now we're going to be talking about colorism and beauty standards. So more specifically, interracial couples. And I feel like we've touched on this, like, episode two. And we've talked about this more personally with me and my experience with white boys. Y'all don't know I am black, so that is an interracial thing. And so I had talked to one white boy, and honestly, I think he was a bad representation for all of them. And I'm not saying that I would never, ever talk to a white boy again, but it just was, it was hard. And it was struggling. It was only a week long. And that week taught me a lot. But I honestly am so open to different type of relationships. But the one thing I do fear, because I mostly talk to, like, black guys, is them not understanding cultural things. Like, I'll always be like, that's like, oh, look, that's so white. Like, you know, like that. And like,
yeah, I agree.
How would you say that to someone who is white? Like, not even just white, but like Hispanic, Asian. Like, I would just be like, that's not, like, I would hold myself back, because I kind of talk like a lot of things. I like to relate a lot of things. I speak freely about this type of stuff. So it's like, I have to like censor myself a bit. So that's one thing that I worry about with interracial relationships. But
yeah, some of the interracial relationships I see, they can, you know, joke about little stuff like that. And then some can't. That's why you just date who you're good with. Like, it's really good to date who you're good with. Like, it's no rule that you got to date the same or... But you just date the right white boy, I guess.
The right white boy. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah,
have you? How about you, Maria? Are you open to interracial relationships? Or
have you ever been in one?
Yeah.
I don't really, like, date. But, like, my best friend is white. Okay. And the code switching... It's a thing. It's definitely a thing. Like I'll be having like two different like text messages, because I have a female best friend and a female black best friend and a male white best friend. And I'll like send them both the same link, but there will be a different message attached.
Yeah.
Like the female black best friend will be like, these YT people acting up again. And then his caption will be like, oh my God, LOL, I found it so funny.
It definitely is a code switch. That's why I'm like, this is someone you're supposed to share everything to. So it's like, how is it going to be when I speak so freely? Like,
me too.
Now I'll just be saying anything. I'll just be like, yeah, this, 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 this. And like, I don't want them to get offended. Like, it's not anything racist or anything. It's just that I speak freely. And I just don't know how it is going to be in an interracial relationship, which is kind of why I stayed safe. But I'm so open to talking to anyone, honestly. Like, I've been attracted to a lot of different type of guys. And that one white boy, he really messed it up.
What was he doing?
He just was so like, so first he, this girl, one of my friends, we were kind of like, we were cool, but we weren't like besties. And they had talked, right? This is, you getting the tea?
This is tea.
And they had talked, but I really hope he doesn't see it. But they had talked.
If he do, I'm so sorry, boo.
Right, and I see.
We just won't name no names.
Yes,
right. I feel like, what's it called? Who the F did I marry? Oh, oh God! We gotta name him
Legion.
Oh,
2.0.
Right, we're gonna name Legion. Him. But he's white, so we're gonna call him Legion because he's white.
Okay.
Okay, so Legion.
Legion is.
He just used to talk to my friend. And I don't know, she was like, they were cool, but then she's like, oh, I don't care that you like him, cool. I definitely made sure it was okay with my friend. Even though we weren't that close, I made it sure it was cool. She's like, yeah, I don't really care, girl. I don't even, I'm done with him. So I was like, cool. But they hadn't talked since middle school. So, and we're in high school sophomore year. So obviously she's different. But she's like, oh yeah, he's weird. She keeps on like telling me stuff in my ear. Now I look back at it, she kind of was a snake.
She was trying to tell you.
She was snake? No, let me tell you why she was being a snake. Because she was trying to mess it up. She was saying all these random stories that he did while we were, like, she's never said anything about him, but she did it when I was liking him. So I was kind of like, girl, like, what are you trying to? And so I brought it up with him, and he just made it a big deal. Like, he was like, why is she doing that? And I was like, you know what? I'm done with both of you. It was only a week. Like, how could you do all this in a week? I was just like, it's just too much. And so I was like, I had to go. Like, he made it the biggest deal ever. And I was just like, yo, so she's telling me you doing yada yada. Why are you, you know what I mean? And he's like, oh no, this is why I don't talk to her. And I'm like,
I don't like dramatic males.
And that's why I was like, okay, so I'm gonna just take a step back because this is too much. And
yeah, that's crazy.
I started liking you on Monday and it's Friday. Come on.
Well, you dodged a bullet. Got it.
Definitely. Good. Now I see him and I'm like, oh, he look a little dirty.
How you look?
A little dirty.
What? What you mean?
Just not put together.
Okay, he got locks now?
No, he's not a white boy with locks. That's a mess. I just said that he just
looks like... Look, she has standards, okay?
I'm sorry.
It just looked like he just would be wearing anything.
Okay, I was just a little concerned.
Yeah. But anyways, interracial couples, it's so hard to speak freely about different things, cultural differences. You got to explain. I just saw this TikTok, and it was like this girl. I think she was like a part of like Santeria. I think it's like some type of religion or something. Mm-hmm. And she was like, dating inside my race because, or my religion, because I don't want to have to explain why we put food in the ground. Like, you know what I mean? It's like different little traditions. Like, that you have to explain. It's like, well, this is because of this and this and this. And it's just,
that's what I just feel like stick to, but you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I've connected more to people who are just like of the same as me. So I've tried. Yeah. Look, I tried, y'all.
I have never tried.
She gave it an honest try. That's all we can ask.
I really did. Sorry. I really did try, but.
I would say.
So, beauty standards for black girls more specifically, or girls of color? What about you, Maria?
I hear beauty standards, and all my brain keeps saying is the bad wig theory.
Mm. Oh, God. Mm.
I can't, like, I'm trying to think of, like, beauty standards, and my brain is just like, but those bad wigs, we should get one.
Yeah.
Because I would like me a nice rich husband, too, okay?
Right.
But, yeah, when it comes to beauty standards, I feel like a lot of time it's confusing. Because, like, sometimes the trends that are, like, trending are stuff that I cannot do at all whatsoever. Like, certain things, like, unless I can't change my hair color 5 times a month. Right. Because I am not blonde. It's not going to work. I can't do the cute little, Katniss Everdeen plaid because it's...
Yeah.
Not unless I get some weave up in there.
Literally, yeah. I just saw this TikTok and it was about, and like I have to explain this and break this down for the people who don't, but you know, there's like this trend on YouTube where they have girls walk by and they'll pop balloons if they think, if they don't want them, they'll pop the balloons, and if
and
they
then they'll
do,
they'll find out why.
They'll keep it. So it was this, it was an audio on TikTok, and this girl had walked by and they all popped their balloons. And it was like high school boys when the girl isn't shaped like Ruby Rose or has like a bust down at the age of 16. And I was like, this is so true. Like everybody want everybody to be shaped like Ruby Rose, but they'd be like, no, I want you to be different. Or just like girls with BBLs. They'll think this girl don't have no work done. She's in the gym. She don't got no makeup on. And then you realize she got a whole team.
Yeah,
like, right. This is a set. She's at the gym and they put all this stuff on her. You don't even know.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, I've been in college and I've had to, like, forcibly stop myself from giving a crap about beauty standards because I do not have the spare time or energy to try to keep up with that.
Yeah.
And it's like, it makes you feel like if, oh, because I'm not putting on makeup for an hour and a half every day, I'm just not worthy.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like we should just, all this is just social media. It's trying to make
it
us really feel
is.
A certain way, but we all should just be how we all should just do what we feel is beautiful for ourselves. So if you feel like, you know, being natural, wearing your cute little braids is you, then that's you. That's fine. That's your beauty standard.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hear beauty standards, I get mad because my beauty standard is whatever I want it to be. Not, I don't care what y'all said. I don't care. This is my life. Like, so when I hear that, I just feel like it should be canceled. Like,
definitely.
There's no beauty standard.
I feel like every day, like, everything today is based off of social media. Every little thing you do is based off of social media. Like, for instance, you know that one boy who is, that one boy who is on TikTok, and he's like a man, and he goes to Target, and he record himself, like, with the tripod set up, and he go through his day, and he does all this, and he seems like he's so clean. Like, even doing your bed, you gotta make sure it's aesthetic. Like, it's just little stuff like
it's
that.
It's just corny.
Everything is absorbed by the media, and it's like, guys swear they don't want no girl who's thick and all this stuff, but then go like these people's, like, videos. Like, we like an Ice Spice.
It's crazy. All right, so now that we're on that topic, I was talking to my brother about that whole thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he has a slimmer girlfriend, but he talks about how he see the BBLs on Instagram. And he said, I'm going to be honest, it's appealing to look at. Like, I like looking at it, but I never look at it as more I'm going to wife that or bring that home. More just like, you know, I'm going to. It's pretty.
And then
like, that's it. And that's just that. So
honestly, that says a lot. Like, it's just admiration.
It says a lot. It says a lot. It says a lot because stop getting your body done. Y'all just look a little like...
Y'all just good enough to double tap, and that's it. And I mean tap. That in multiple ways.
I was literally going to say, like, more ways, but literally, like, y'all just a double tap, and don't you want to be wifey material? Like, that's not even a thing anymore.
So,
wifey material not even a thing. People don't want to be that.
Yeah. To be fair...
I do.
Ain't nope. Look. If a guy wants you based on whether you do or do not have a BBL, is that a guy you want?
Exactly.
If a guy won't wife me because I've altered my body and my own body.
Yeah, right.
I don't want him. Like, I don't have any plastic surgery.
No, I agree. I'm more of saying, like, most of these girls that change their bodies, they're not happy with the slimness or the naturalness. They are thinking, oh, this is about to bring more guys, but it's just bringing the guys for double taps.
It's bringing all the wrong guys, honestly.
It's bringing all the wrong guys, I feel like. Like, you're not getting nobody.
I'd rather get one guy, 2 months that text me, then I have to get a BBL, then 10,000 who don't want to text you more than the one DM. Like, and, like, that's the same thing with Ice Spice. Everybody like, oh, I want Ice Spice so bad, I'll wife her up, da-da-da-da. But then, like, all of them, we realize only them talk about her body. They never talk about her personality. They never be like, oh, she's so nice, bro, I want to be with her.
That's because everybody's social media trained. Like, seriously.
Honestly.
They think that's what they want because they see it, but... 9 times out of 10 end up with a regular girl with a natural body.
And then they make the natural girl feel insecure because you over here liking this stuff. And it's like, that's not even you telling me that's not what you want, but you're liking it. So it's like...
Right.
That's how I got to be your type. You're feeding the algorithm to show you more of it. Like,
exactly. Like, yo, I don't like that you just said that. You just put some overthinking in my head. Because
like, now you want it more coming up on your feet.
Oh, no. Like, I got to be on top of my algorithm or else it will show me some whack stuff. Like, there'll be times where I'll see a video and I'll be like, oh, my God, this video is so funny. I am not sharing it. I am not liking it. I am not bookmarking it because I don't want to see any more of this type of content. Yeah.
Not interested. Right. I'm quick.
Like, I feel bad because I'm like, this creator deserved my like because I liked it, but I'm not.
Yeah, because it literally just puts that on your page over and over.
Over and over again. Even if you just look at their page, even if you're scrolling through their videos, it's going to pop up. So just don't engage at all. But if you're engaging, like, I just feel like there's so many, like, I'm going to use this, like, sex symbols, I believe, if I'm using it right. There's so many sex symbols that are put out, and everybody's just like, oh, I want this, I want this, I want this. And they're just like, look at it. Honestly, I feel like this is not even just for guys. This is definitely girls, too. Some girls I know look up to Ice Spice, look up to...
Yeah, look up is crazy.
Like, look up to these girls. And I'm like, what are you looking up to them for? The clothes that they wear? An Instagram model? Like, what life are you really looking up to?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I look up to the amount of energy they have to do their makeup that much and have their apartment that spotless. Like, I am sorry. I am tired.
You can't even go out looking a mess looking like that.
Like,
you can't have one bad day.
Like, I can't even... Like, I will wear sweatpants to Walmart and not think twice.
Yeah, but I be wearing sweatpants to Walmart, but, like, I gotta do my makeup. Because, like, I literally, like, realistically, I literally run into people who follow me, like, all the time. And if I look a mess, it's like I run into them more. So now I have a standard for me to just be cute all the time because it's always like, oh, you the girl from TikTok? And I just gotta look cute. Because you gotta think, like, oh, she was looking cute when I saw her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's just me.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, yeah, that's so because you're doing your influencer thing. Yeah. I am not. So I am on my regular schmegular, ain't give a crappy alert. Like,
yeah. Honestly, I think to sum it up, I think it's so normalized to be so done up, so, like, this shape and this, like, social media, like, prone image, that when you see someone regular in person, it's kind of like, what do they have? Like, you look nothing crazy like these girls. Like, they paint... Honestly, this is when, like, a lot of people be like, porn has infused your mind. Like, they see so much that they cannot see anything but sex from a woman. Like, they'll see you, and, like, the first impression of guy, and I don't want to say, like, men is trash, but, like, the first impression...
Look, if it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck and it quacks, a man. It's a...
But the first thing you see is a man. But the first thing they see is they look at and see what you have and what you don't have. Like, that's the first thing they look at. They don't even look, like, because they're so used to, like, judging a woman just by her appearance and not her. Like, they're just so infused. The media is so bad. I really hope it doesn't. It's going to get worse, but I really hope it slows down.
If you let it consume you, it got you. Because me personally, I love the body I'm in, the skin.
Exactly.
Which we can go into colorism with that topic.
Yeah.
It's just like, you got to really be in tune with yourself and kind of on and off with social media. Because if you just, if that's your life, you're going to be like everybody else. And exactly. We've met a lot of people over and over again, the same people, different bodies.
Yeah. Because they're social media infused. You know how many influencers that I think are the same people? Because of the same makeup, the same wig, the same body, the same fashion over sponsor. It's just the same everything. And I'm just like, when are we going to, like, when is the new thing going to pop up? Like, the 2000s was being so skinny with big boobs. And now it's like big boobs, big waist. What's going to be the joint next? Like, big hip, everything. What's going to be
gonna
next?
It's going to be something. It's always something.
It's always
It's going to be the opposite of whatever it currently is.
Yeah.
Like, now it has to be something be you have to chase.
Okay, so now that you said it's going to be the opposite, what's y'all take on colorism? Because, you know, coming up, it was always light-skinned girls.
First, it was like white. In 2000, it was like white.
Oh, it was white. And then?
And then it got to be like mixed light-skinned girls.
And then light-skinned.
Now it's still light-skinned.
Oh, we don't like
dark skin. Brown-skinned, light-skinned. That's what it is right now.
So, lately, I'm not going to say lately. It depends on where you at, but it'll be a lot of like people liking dark skins more all of a sudden.
But it's like a fetish dark skin thing. Like, I feel like
it is a little weird.
It's either like you can't just like dark skins and like the whole variety of black girls, but it's like, oh, I only like dark skins, or like, it's so creepy. Like, why can't we just be cool?
It's just as bad as only liking light skins,
right?
Like, it is.
Can we chill out?
It's the same behavior with a different target.
Yeah, I just feel like it's weird. Like, I'm so mad that that's a thing. Like, y'all don't understand, like, why is that a thing? Why is a dark skin better to you or light skin? Like, why?
My just thing
like
is, like,
the person. What is this?
Literally.
It's so confusing because, like, if you think about what it represents, like, for a lot of people, how light you are, especially, like, older people, it's an indicative of how many times your great-grandmother might have had a non-consensual time with her owner. Like, that's what it is. Because that's how it got introduced into the black population.
I feel like it's not even black. I seen this TikTok. It was a white girl. She went on a date with this white boy. And the white boy was saying racist stuff to her. Not to her, but like about other people. And she left. She got up and left. And she was like, I'm not going to sit here and be on a date with you. And you being racist. Like, that's not even what I'm for. He's like, but I'm not being racist to you. Like, just because you're not being racist technically to that person, you're still having that, like, thought process, and you just don't want to be with someone like that. And I think that was brave of her to stand up. He was like banging on her window. It was just creepy and weird. Yes, and I feel like that's how I feel. Like,
dealt with.
I hope he got posted and doxed. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Like, going back to the interracial couple thing, I know there's some black guys who date white girls, and they're like,
some.
I don't like black girls, right? Right,
like, I got some stories.
And they be like, and they tell the white girls, and they be like, oh, I don't like black girls, da 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 da. And the white girls will still sit there and be like, oh, wow, like, okay, like, oh.
Because they be into that, as long as you like me, boo.
Right, I don't care about anybody else. Like, you need to worry about me. And that's just so sick to me. I can't think about that.
Yeah, like, I know for me, when I was, like, really young, like, probably, like, maybe 7 or 8, I just remember being in the back of my dad's car as him and his friend are talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my dad's darker than me. Like, my dad's dark.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not the darkest you can get, but very close.
Going darker.
When I tell you, I have confirmed that he disappears when you turn the lights out, I have confirmed it.
So he's a darker tone male.
And he's talking with his friend about why he only dates white women. And he literally straight
self-hate.
Up said that it was because they are more subservient. Like, his whole thing was about how his woman should please him. And then the other guy is like, well, yeah, but have you tried Asians? And I'm just sitting in the back seat like,
they going in.
What in the world? Like, honestly, I am 8, okay? Like, come. But that whole conversation stuck with me. Like, that.
But that's black women are good enough to have babies with.
Exactly, because my mother is black.
So
can you actually explain what that word meant?
The sub, was it?
The sub.
Subservient?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, submissive.
Okay.
Okay, that's what
so,
I assumed.
So easy. Easy. Like,
easy to control, basically.
Yeah, okay. Like, what?
That's crazy.
But they always do this. They talk bad and down on black women and then have their children and leave. So I don't understand what the whole that whole thing is, because we're good enough to nurture your child, but not good enough for you to be with. Like, that makes no sense. It's
definitely a self-hate thing.
Think about it.
Oh, I got a story after that. Go ahead.
If you come up, people telling you your skin is ugly, you're dark, you're going to probably start hating it 9 out of 10 if you don't got somebody else going against that, saying you're beautiful. Once that become like a self-hate thing, you're going to think, I don't want no darker girlfriend because I don't even like my own skin. I hate people talk about it. So now I'm thinking they're going to talk about her. I don't want people judging my... Like, it's all types of stuff with that. Like, it's just be insecure. Like, it's them.
It's this boy in my school. Dark skin. Has locks. All of that. When I tell you, he talks down on dark-skinned women. Like, it's crazy. And this girl that he dated, they was together for, a year or something, a few months. She's light-skinned. She's mixed. She's all of that. And he will sit there and talk about her friends to her, and she just didn't say anything. The friends will be right there, and he'll talk about the friends to her and don't say anything.
Then she not their friend.
Yeah, she's not their friend.
Exactly what I'm saying. And I just feel she's not supportive. More of this, he's dark-skinned. Dark skin, he's the darkest person in our school. No offense.
No, no shade,
but he's the darkest person in our school, and he's the most colorist. And
it's always them ones.
And I'm like, isn't your mama black?
And I know she's darker than you.
Because she can't be white, because that's not how it works.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I'm just like, you're just a hater on myself. Because what you're from. He talks so bad. He tries to find anything to put black women down. And I'm just like, bro, don't get me started. I don't want to, call him out because someone might listen.
No, look, don't even call him out. This is what you do. You let him keep doing it because he's suffering.
At him every time he opens his mouth, okay?
Exactly. You got to understand, people literally, if somebody's talking about you, the saying hurt people.
Yeah, definitely.
He's literally hurting. He's so insecure he can't stop. And that's on him. That's his life. The black girl, I hope she's not getting affected by it, whoever he talk about, because who care?
Right.
I wouldn't care about
He's literally walking around thinking he's cool. He's not.
Exactly. He's a cornball. And it's going to start catching up once he get older. Once high school over, he's going to realize
they're going to be cornball. Done. What else could he talk about?
Trust me.
Right? And it's honestly really, really embarrassing. And it stems with black men because they don't know how to deal with stuff like this. They don't think that it's a problem until till someone tells them when they're 30. It's just crazy. You don't think that you're insecure with yourself, but you're talking about other people's skin.
Yeah, exactly. That shows.
It's just so sad, honestly. I really hope he get help. Get help.
That's a crazy line.
Get professional help.
Right.
Okay, so Marmee is going to take us into our last topic about the myths we were told about sexuality and sex.
So what myths were you guys told about sexuality and sex?
Honestly, I was well educated on sex since I was
same.
I've been my mom made sure I knew exactly what was going on. My mom made sure she's if someone's doing this without your consent, if someone's touching you here, you say no, you tell me all this stuff. So I was really educated about it. I think myths and stuff where you're coming up when you're in school, maybe the whole sexual and sexuality was really big in middle school, I think. Mm-hmm. It's the slap butt Friday. I've said that before. All those different trends and stuff kind of was so is this sex? You just don't know what's going too far. I feel like that's probably the most myth that I've heard. How about you, Kay?
A sex myth I heard was, your butt get bigger.
Oh, yeah.
If you do it.
Is that not true?
I don't think so. really doubt it.
I also feel like that, but there's some girls about school who be all the time, just always having sex. And, I just see a little song. I'm like, okay. I never knew white girls can have a little.
No, but I feel like that's literally genes because that's.
I feel like it's working
true.
Out. That's why I had the concept.
You think so?
Maybe it's working out. But you got to really be going here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Every second of the day, every day. I don't.
You
got to
be consistent. They be.
I'm laughing because I saw a post they talked about that myth and it was now you 30 deep or something like that.
Oh.
Because you really wanted that to happen.
Yeah.
Have you heard any myths?
Oh my God. I have heard a lot of myths, of which come to mind right now.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I've heard, the pull-out method.
Yeah, that's a myth.
That's a myth?
That you can't
I don't know because I've never been with a guy, but it got to be a myth. Like, people be pregnant. Yeah,
because
I feel like
you can tell,
like,
you have what's called pre-cum and it,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like girls, so I'm not really into the male community.
You said I don't really know too much about that.
But, like, yeah, my friend is pregnant. I know she tried that.
Wow. Well, that didn't work.
She got that.
That's one myth debunked.
Yep, debunked it. For two, we did two.
Oh, wait, yeah,
technically.
Two.
You don't got one?
No.
Like, something you heard that's really, like, fake.
I don't even know, because I feel like everything I've heard was kind of like...
Like about sexuality or sex, period.
It could be both. Let me think. I feel like maybe like STDs, I feel like that's where the most myths come from. Like just HIV being like for only gay people get it and all that different type of stuff.
Okay, I heard that before. Yeah. I heard that like only gay people get AIDS.
But then that's because the gay community got hit first when AIDS came out.
But it's not just gay people either. Yeah. So it's kind of like...
It's like COVID, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you were a Chinese person or whatever and you lived in China, you were more likely to get COVID before the rest of the world did because that's where it started. But it's not a disease that only affects Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's just the population in which it first appeared.
And then anytime it's brought up, people literally say, it came from the Chinese people. Like, literally. I'm not gonna lie, I'd be saying it.
Oh. Well, the people, I mean.
To be fair, geography said that,
She is the people.
Like, that was the origin location, like
people.
I know, but...
I'll say no more, but, like, that's how I'd be like, oh, no, they started it. Like, it came from there.
Yeah, so I guess it can be, like, those type of myths, definitely. I think STDs for me are, like, the biggest, like where I get a lot of myths from. Like, I get so scared about any STD, honestly. Like, I don't know what it is. Me and Kay were having this conversation before air, and we were talking about herpes and stuff. Like, I'm so scared of that stuff because it's so easy to get that, like, you just got to kiss the wrong person.
That's deep.
You just got to kiss the wrong person.
So sad.
And, like, sometimes they don't even know they have an STD.
Wait, is it herpes or hepatitis that, like, half the population has or something?
I think it's herpes.
I think it's herpes. A lot of people have herpes. Probably both.
I was about to say, it's a billion people here.
Right.
It's probably billions. So it could be that both.
Definitely.
There's also the myth that, you can't get an STD from giving head. You can definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You can get an STD from and that's male and female.
Yep.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
You're not safe. That's basically
the Okay, another myth I heard was basically girl on girl can't get that, but you literally can get everything.
You can get
the straight
everything.
Male and the straight girl can get as well.
Yeah.
So that
needs direct contact. Yeah. It's direct contact.
Yeah.
But I had to get that. I didn't mean to do the hand motions.
All you gotta do is have somebody not cut their...
You're funny.
All you gotta do is have somebody not cut their nails.
Right.
And then a little scratch.
Yeah, you're right.
And,
Yeah, I don't play.
Right.
I'm not even...
And it's so scary that we have to
single.
Live in a world...
I'm sorry.
It's so scary that we have to live in a world like that. But you have to take precautions and be safe with everything you're doing. Like, especially, like... All this going around and what's going on. Not only gonna get COVID, girl, you're gonna get mono, herpes, HIV, girl. You gotta be careful out here.
You gotta tidy that.
Right? And wrap up. Thank you.
Do y'all think birth control is a myth? This our last key point right here. Do y'all think birth control is a myth?
Like for like controlling birth?
Yes, because people still be getting pregnant through it. Like so
I think that's with like IUD. I think a lot of IUD because I'm on birth control now, but I don't use it for birth control. But I feel like it can definitely be helpful. Like the things that it like does for my estrogen levels and all that, I think it definitely helps, but it's not 100% guaranteed. Everything you do is not 100%. So there's always gonna be that 1 out of 100,000 that get pregnant. You know what I mean?
But it's still one. That one.
I know, right? To be that one and you got twins.
Saudi.
You got that. You got that.
At that point, just go ahead, babe.
God bless.
Yeah.
But birth control is definitely, as far as I know, it's not a myth.
Okay.
I think I've seen it in person before, so it definitely exists.
Right? Yeah. No, it exists, all
right?
Just like you said, 100,000, the 1 out of 100,000.
Right.
Yeah. Look, give the Supreme Court enough time, it might not, okay?
Oh, yeah, because of abortion.
What? I'm sorry?
Talking about abortion?
Because they reversed the whole abortion thing, and it's a super conservative majority, and they're likely to also go after reproductive rights.
Yeah.
So it's like how Alabama just went after, like, people getting IVF.
Yeah, this is kind of crazy.
It's insane.
Anything, honestly, and I saw this thing and it was so great. They're not trying to help babies. They're trying to take away things from women. And that's honestly what it is. We're just reversing.
It's about control.
Every time we go far, we go back. Like, every time we take 3 steps forward, we take 2 back. Like, everything is constantly something. They're like, oh, well, women got all these rights now, so what are you talking about? But you're constantly taking them away. So what's really tea? I don't understand this. Like, why are we still talking about abortion? I thought we ruled that when?
70s.
Right? Yeah. Why are we still talking about this? Are you crazy?
That's crazy.
Don't get me started on this topic.
Yeah, we gonna need another episode. So, right, yeah, we talked a lot.
Okay, so I feel like it's part of appropriate for me to ask the question because I'm the only one that's not really a part of the community. So how does it feel to be Black, a Black woman, and also queer?
Well, I'm not queer. That was... She's just gonna stare at me like.
But aren't you? I thought the whole point was
no, I don't
queer
know.
Is
queer is.
I don't want to be queer.
It's an umbrella
term.
Oh my God.
If you look, here's the thing.
Okay, so earlier, Marmia had told us about what queer meant, and we were definitely really confused on this because we were like, what does that mean, girl? I thought it was just LGBTQ plus, you know, community. So, Marmia, if you could explain to our listeners what that means for all the people who don't know.
And me, please.
Yeah.
Well, queer, it's like a catch-all term. Mm-hmm. Like, it's basically, it covers, like, all the sexualities and the different genders.
Okay.
It's basically like a way of saying my sexuality or my gender is not within the what would be considered the norm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, like, I would consider you queer, but if you said to me, I don't like that word, I don't want to be referred to by it, then I, of course, would not refer to you by that word.
Right. But it's just
it, yeah, that it's like a classifying category that my brain has. It's like, oh, that person's lesbian or they're transgender or they're non-binary.
Without saying
they're queer. Because it's, it's just a lot easier to just say queer because, A, you don't have to out exactly what you are. Like if I tell myself, if I tell somebody I'm queer, they don't know if it's, if I mean I'm queer because I'm a lesbian, I'm queer because I'm bisexual, I'm queer because I'm transgender, I'm queer because I'm non-binary. They don't know. But they do, what they do have that important information is I am a part of this specific community.
Okay, so now that we know that information, let's ask Kay again.
Thanks for explaining it, because I was a little puzzled.
I always like, because like I feel like it's such a useful word, and it there are people who don't like the use of that word, but it is a word that's been like reclaimed by the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much for that amazing, amazing definition. I just wanted to use the...
You can wait.
Okay, so Kay, how does it feel, or what are some challenges that you have to go through being queer and Black in society today?
It's crazy because it's not really a lot of challenges as much as it is for, like, guys.
Yeah.
And that's super unfair to me because they get it so hard. Like, they can't say they like another male without everybody jumping on them.
Yeah.
But, like, for a girl, it's just... It's cool. That's low-key a trend as well.
It's more like a sexual thing. A lot of guys see, like, two girls dating each other about, oh, like, I want to be on in and on that. But when it's two guys, it's like, oh, nah, bro, you gay. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
And I don't think that's fair.
It's definitely.
But for me, like, it's pretty easy. I mean, I like girls. That's that. My mom, no. At first, it was a little rough for her, but we got through that. And so it's easy once my mom know.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Okay, now let's flip this question to Marmia.
Wait, I do want to say, though, the word lesbian for me is just too rough. Don't call me that.
Like, you said headset.
You also use
too
sapphic.
Rough.
Yeah.
Sapphic? That's another word?
Yeah, it refers to the, I think it's Greek god Sapphos. She was seen, like, it's a word in the queer community that's got, like, a long history, probably going back to, like, early 1900s.
And she liked girls, and that's what she called herself?
Yeah, Sapphic. Yes.
What is it?
It's too much words. I'm just pink.
Oh my God. Pink. Remind me to, there's a song you might like where this girl's like, it's Anna Akana, and she's got this song called Pink, and she's just singing about like having like crushes on girls and stuff.
Oh, I like that song. Send me that song.
Okay, so Marmia, how does it feel to be queer and Black, or do you have any challenges being both?
For me, it's a lot about not really super fitting in either space. Because it's like when I'm in black spaces, I feel my blackness gets catered to, but I feel like I also have to hide like my queerness and bite my tongue about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm with like my queer friends, a lot of times they are Caucasian, they're white, and it's a matter of like, okay, I could be my queer self, but I can't. Like, I don't necessarily feel like I can be my blackest self.
Double the minority, honestly.
Yeah, and then it gets...
Double oppression.
Yeah, and then it gets to the point where, like, there have been times where I've had people straight up tell me to my face, like, basically insinuating that I would be a traitor for backing LGBTQ issues I should be putting all my energy into black issues because black issues are the important issues. Yeah. And everything else is a distraction from those issues. Mm. And, like, are they important issues? Yes. But I was, like, I grew up hearing about, like, how the Jewish community would, like, march with black people. I grew up hearing about, like, all these different movements and how they helped each other. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, intersectionality is something I wish a lot more, I hate to say it, black people will understand.
I definitely think I can speak on this being like a straight ally. So honestly, like people of color, since we're such a targeted and oppressed minority, like a bunch of minority groups, I don't understand why we don't help others, like more specifically LGBTQ community, because it's like, why we already are oppressed, so why aren't we helping the other people oppressed? Like we can just join together and like be stronger and we can fight this like differences or like oppression that we receive. So why aren't we like being together? Like why aren't we connected? It's kind of, honestly, it's a big disconnect, and I don't understand why we do that as minority, like race minorities, because like we face so much and we could literally be stronger together, and we ask for allies, but we have to be allies to other people in order to do that.
I agree.
Yeah, it's like, and you also have to think about it too, it's like it's not even a matter of something that's other, because being queer affects every single ethnicity. It's not just that's not just a white people thing, mm-hmm. or Asian people thing, mm-hmm. or whatever. It's a person thing.
Right, exactly.
So it's always going to be black queer people. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be female black people. And sometimes there'll be female black queer people who would really wish that, like, I was one less minority. Like, I have too many minorities. I would like a majority. Yeah. That would be great. Like, I would like some privilege. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But it's a thing where it's like, these are issues affecting the black community. Mm-hmm. Like, black trans women face such high rates of like homicide and suicide. It's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like these are our black brothers and sisters that are being killed by hate crimes that might not even be black hate crimes. They might be queer hate crimes.
We don't even know. Like which one is it?
Like honestly, why was this person killed? Because these identities don't discriminate. Like every ethnicity has women. Every ethnicity has queer people. Mm-hmm. And so it should be every ethnicity's problem.
Exactly.
It's bound to overlap. It really is. So.
Okay. That's it for that. We're going to close this episode up. I really hope y'all enjoyed our conversation today. We gave y'all a nice long episode.
Definitely something to watch while you're eating, something watching the car.
Please give us feedback as to how you like the longer episode. Do you wish they were shorter, longer? Let us know.
And yeah, give yourself feedback. So navigating the dating world and learning about your sexuality as a black girl can be complicated, but having open conversations will help us grow and learn together.
Yes. So make sure you guys follow Evalor House at the Evalor House on Instagram and go to our website, evalorhouse.org, to check us out and donate to our cause of helping underserved teens of color. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode.
Stay tuned for episode 5.
Yes. Anaya out.
Kay out.
Marmia out.
Bye.